You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Good morning. You are listening to the Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Peoples. It's not the nicest weekend out there. It's a little overcast, probably going to be a bit rainy. So I thought I'd give us what I feel like is a sunshiny playlist. It's a mixture of psychedelic, indie rock, alt rock, a little bit of surf rock, just to liven our spirits on a kind of nasty June Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. So we just heard, the first track that we heard was Noble Metals, and that is by Adrian Quesada, which was followed up by Sus Is Your, which is by Elton Gun. Honestly, I've got to be, Elton Gun has been one of the best, like, things to come out of me getting back into to listening to, like, psychedelic rock and also just exploring the music in CJSF's music library. They are consistently when, you know, the band that comes to mind when people are asking, you know, have you listened to anything new recently? Is there anything kind of, like, exciting for you in terms of what you've listened to in music? It's Elton Gun. I heard about them through their last album, which was called Yol. And it was like a reinterpretation of traditional Turkish folk songs through like a lens of psychedelic rock. And I just think it's freaking amazing. Also, I wanted to apologize for the like really horrible audio quality today. I am not recording at home and I could not find my microphone before I left. So I'm using some really bad like earbud microphone. It is what it is. I'll just try and fill this with more music so you don't have to hear this nasty sound quality. So the next track that we've got is Tip Tap by Los Bichos. And yeah, we'll keep going after that and you'll hear more later.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Biking or walking on a hot day can feel like you're in an oven, because dark pavement absorbs and retains heat. But applying a special coating to streets and bike paths could help cool them off. Nicole Irozalardo is an urban planning and public health researcher. She's part of a University of Arizona-led team that's testing a product made with titanium dioxide.
It's one of the major ingredients in your mineral sunscreen. And it works by reflecting UVA and UVB rays.
She says it soaks into the pavement and dries clear, so it does not create a glare that could distract drivers. In lab tests, the material has been shown to reduce the surface temperature of pavement. So now Irozalardo's team is working with the city of Tucson to test it on a stretch of road. They'll monitor how it affects air temperature and people's comfort. She says the approach is not a substitute for planting shade trees.
Shade rules the day when it comes to reducing temperature and how we feel it as pedestrians.
But if effective, cool pavement technology could be used in areas where trees cannot grow or would interfere with power lines. So it could help make biking and walking more enjoyable as cities experience more hot days. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Welcome back to the Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, which is on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. After Tip Tap, which was the first of the three songs we just heard, we then heard Temple by Mekara and Gremmy's Big Day Out by the Sudos, which I absolutely love. And it made me think a little bit about, I think, why I appreciate Altın Gün so much, kind of like retroactively made me think about that. I think it's because, for, I guess, controversially, I think that psychedelic rock really takes a lot of, or maybe misappropriates is a better word, a lot of like sounds from like Arabic and Middle Eastern like musical traditions, for lack of a better term. And I think it's nice to see a Turkish group use this genre and use that kind of sound authentically. For me, it feels like a kind of like a fighting back against the quite frankly, the Orientalism within the psychedelic music genre. So that's my two cents on psychedelic music and why I love Altın Gün. Let's keep going. The next track that we've got is titled Something's Going On. And this is by Kokoroko, and we'll follow that up with another track by the Sudos, which will be Another One Again.
We'll be right back. Take that.